This is a portrait of Betty Saar, and it is titled All Blood is Red. This is a portrait of her in her studio. So a lot of the sculptures and artwork that you kind of see behind her is her own artwork and loosely captured. But I think what stood out to me the most about this was her speaking about her story of just being in LA during the time of the civil rights movement, having these children with her and feeling like she couldn't attend the protests the way that she wanted to or had to look out for the safety of her own children. So she began protesting from her studio and you start to see it like spill out into her work. She has this quote where she says, "My roots are a tangled blend of black, white, and red. I am labeled Creole and mulatto. I am mixed in every sense of the word. But I'm still enslaved by the one drop rule." And this idea that and in the end of the quote she says, "But I'm liberated by one truth, that all blood is red." And this idea that like we are finding all these ways to divide ourselves within this country, divide groups, divide people, religion, beliefs. And it's like we are all like we're all united by this one truth, but like we're overlooking it for other pieces of information, and we're giving those informations a higher pedestal than they should have. But yeah, this I feel like I keep staring at it. Like as I'm talking about this, I keep finding myself like staring at the eyes. I had kind of left them red. I let the red of the fabric kind of come through, just this idea of almost like a quiet anger, because that's what I think about sometimes when I'm protesting in my studio. It doesn't feel like anger all the time because I don't think I could work in that, you know? I need to have some kind of resolve like while I'm working. So this quiet resolve that she has is, I think, is always what's coming back to me first. When Index Art Center was closing right here in Newark, used to be right there on Washington Down, and they were getting rid of these different fabrics, and some of the artists just couldn't hold on to certain materials. Some people like left notes like, "Hey, if you could repurpose this or whatever." And like I went there to go help a friend move a couch, and I remember they were just like, "Hey, there's other people giving away these materials. Maybe you should look at them." And I came across this fabric, and at the time it just spoke to me. And a lot of times when something speaks to me, I'll take it, I'll grab it, and it's just in the back of my mind, and I'm thinking about it. So I think when I came across her quote and she was speaking on it, I was like, I think I want to work on a colored background. Instead of introducing color into the background, I just want to react to what the canvas is giving me. And I feel like her whole quote is kind of what made me pick this canvas and this color. So I want to say I got the piece in April, and yeah, probably by November it was finished. So I think when I figured it out, I think I finished this in like 6 days, if that, from beginning to end and the sewing. Like I just, once it clicked, it just clicked, and I just go. Not all of them happen like that, but sometimes when it does, it's a blessing, and I say thank you. I think it's important for artists to be captured in their own space. I really do. Sometimes I don't see the importance of it just because I just look at it like my workspace all the time. But to see the changes that are going on, the things that I included that I or that I don't include in the background, I think those are all important.